Hey, everybody, welcome to Real Life No Sci-Fi with Wade and Willie. I'm Wade.
I'm Willie.
I went into your locker and I smashed your glasses. Thanks for listening, everybody. That's going to be the new, I've decided, that lyric is in my head constantly, and I don't know why. I went into your locker and I smashed your glasses.
Yeah, I used to say that a lot, too. Love it.
So I decided that's how I'm going to open these shows. I just decided that 5 minutes ago. Is that a handkerchief?
Yeah, I brought one just in case.
Hang on. That's disgusting.
It's just a drip right into the top pocket.
No, I know, but the idea of handkerchiefs is disgusting.
I know. I agree.
Also, is it handkerchief? Handkerchief?
I say chief, but I think it's chief.
I feel wrong by saying chief. But some words get me. Like, I forget how to say salmon. Salmon? Because I want to say salmon.
Yeah.
Handkerchief? Handkerchief?
Handkerchief. I think it's handkerchief.
It's like, I'm going to just stick a bunch of snot in my pocket. And then the old-timey men would offer them to women when they were crying.
Yeah.
Like,
here you go. This is a new one.
Here's a bunch of snot.
This isn't from yesterday.
I've never understood handkerchiefs. Maybe back in the day it made sense. Because I do have I can't eat without getting a runny nose now. I don't know what's going on with me.
What?
Yeah. You don't get that? Just every time I eat, I have to like wipe my nose.
Are you eating hot foods?
I like a lot of garlic, which tends to be kind of spicy.
Yeah, I'll get that when I eat hot shit because I go hot.
I don't enjoy hot foods. I don't shy away from them. I don't really understand the point of them because it's like, why? Can you explain to me the point of really hot foods? Is it a challenge or do you actually like it?
If it's not blasted hot, I like it a lot. Like, I like I think it makes the food taste better.
Really?
Yeah.
I just don't understand. I've never thought that.
Otherwise, it's so bland a lot of times. Like, I don't put it on everything because I'm a plain guy, you know, but.
But I think the mild Taco Bell sauce is just as good as the fire sauce, but in terms of flavor.
Yeah, well, sometimes the mild tastes better, so I'll mix them together because I need the heat but want the flavor. Because sometimes a lot of hot sauces are just like arbitrarily hot, you know? Like, I hate Tabasco.
Wait, but now you're kind of contradicting yourself. I thought you said that hot sauces gave it more flavor.
It depends on the type of hot, you know what I mean? Like, like Tabasco is red chili pepper and vinegar.
Yeah.
But Tapatio is just red chili pepper, no vinegar.
You don't like the vinegar taste?
Well, sometimes I do, but it just hits a different part of your tongue, you know, and it makes it hotter.
What about Sriracha?
Yeah, I like that. I'm very particular. Like, I use that on when I get wraps.
Are you into the culture of hot sauces? Like, Sriracha is a cultural thing. Like, not. I don't mean like. Some cultures like it and some don't. It's like it's a weird phenomenon. It's like a subculture of people who like Sriracha enough to like get tattoos. You know what I mean? It's like that level.
There's a big following. There's a documentary about it.
I tried to watch that documentary. It sucked.
I haven't tried yet. I definitely don't like Sriracha knockoffs, but I'm not into the culture. I do have I won a doll of one in a claw machine, and I was very happy to get that.
Okay. So how is that different than... Because I'm not a hot sauce guy. I think because I don't like the flavor of Tabasco, and so I therefore don't like the flavor of most hot sauces.
Yeah, I would suggest trying Tapatio and Sriracha. Try them both, because they don't have that vinegary sharpness to it.
Yeah. I don't like buffalo... sauce, buffalo wings, whatever the sauce is, that's vinegar based too, right?
Yeah, there's a little bit in there. It's way more tangy. I like that on my Chick-fil-A nuggets.
Ugh. Oh, that's
but not on a sandwich.
Ruining good Chick-fil-A nuggets, man. Also, we talked too much good stuff about Chick-fil-A on this show. People are going to think we're homophobes.
I know. I go there once a year. Maybe
that argument is still raging. My conservative mom just sent me a fucking Chick-fil-A not propaganda, but like, god damn it, it's just like, who gives a fuck? It's Chick-fil-A. Like, they're not a government entity, right?
Yeah,
support them or don't, like, it doesn't matter, but people are like championing them for like for being homophobes.
Yeah, yeah. And, well, I mean, take this. Like everyone cannot say enough bad things about Walmart. That's fine. You know, I feel like if you're one of the biggest companies in the world, you should have union workers, you know, like Amazon. But, you know, on the board...
Does Amazon have union workers?
No, dude.
Oh, no. Oh, I thought you were saying Walmart should be like Amazon.
No, I don't know why people aren't talking about Amazon, because they all use it.
Oh, they are, dude. That's a huge issue. The Amazon people are like wearing diapers because they can't like fulfill the orders in time.
But just...
I need my coffee.
But like Hillary Clinton's on like the board of Walmart.
Well, what are you going to do?
I'm just saying, like, everyone's fucking bitching about... They bitch about Walmart for like a decade.
Yeah.
But you know, you're going to let Hillary slide by?
What?
Fuck you.
No one lets Hillary slide by. Hillary gets a ton of shit. Not for that.
She's... Whatever.
Well, no, but I don't understand what you mean. Like, it's a private corporation. Either shop there or don't.
You know, yeah. I'm just saying, though... It's like, I'm not saying pick your battles. I'm saying, like, do a little more research than the surface. Well, I don't like Walmart. They don't treat their employees good. I'm like, you know what? Most places don't.
Oh. I think it's like, I mean, yeah, I don't know. People are huge hypocrites.
And a union, too. I don't know. Unions are a bad thing once they become this huge business, you know? The same way that... They, you know, they killed the auto industry.
They spawn corruption. Unions, you know,
they're
can
a good
help
idea because fucking workers need protection, but that shouldn't be a fucking mafia-run business.
Coal workers needed protection. I don't know. Listen, I'm not going to win any people.
I know, me neither.
On this, everyone is so pro-union. I'm not smart enough to argue against them. I just don't want to be forced to join anything to stock shelves for. However much they're paying me, right? Because let's say they unionize Walmart workers, right? So whatever raise you're getting is just going back to the union in dues.
Yep. Dues are fucking expensive.
I guess maybe you would get health insurance through your union or something? I don't know.
You would get more benefit. You would get benefits and you'd get more protection.
Protection from what?
Well, like picture the undercover Amazon story where the guy found... He worked there for a while, and he was finding bottles of piss everywhere because it was worth it for them to not go to the bathroom because their quotas are so strong. And that way they can just fire everybody, and then you never have to really give anybody big raises, and everybody's worried for their job.
Uh-huh.
And so, you know, if you were to be a good worker at Amazon and maintain your quotas and get raises, you'd have to be fucking amazing. And I mean, like,
so the union would protect you amazing. From.
So the union says, "Yeah, fucking take your bathroom break, take this break, fucking everybody, slow down. This is the richest company in the world, second maybe. I don't know. Apple's still up there, but
Walmart is the top.
Yeah, but they're working their way up because everybody's fucking buying stuff and they're buying out smaller companies to like be their shipper and." I'm just saying they're on the they're rising so fast. He's one of the is he the richest guy?
Jeff Bezos?
I don't know the numbers of anything. I'm just saying that like here he is rising to the top, and we're supporting all of his bad decisions. I say bad decisions, all of the negative things about his company.
Yeah, I don't care. I really don't. I pay my Prime membership fee. I want my shit in 2 days, man. The planet's dying. I'm. Saluting it goodbye while I get my fucking 8 packages a week and throw my cardboard in a landfill.
I'm saying we should probably make a stand. Listen, I'm not saying we should hinder anybody's rise to the top, but when your company is that fucking big.
You sound like a communist.
No.
Vote with your dollars, man. That's all you can do.
No, but if we allow... This is what's happened in America. We've allowed companies to get so big that their vote matters more because they pay for the people that are representing us.
Well, that started 40 years ago.
No, I know. But we're in a place now where it's like, we got to fucking reevaluate everything. So many things have slid by.
Mm. I don't think so. I think it's too late. I'm not saying
that like, oh, he should be taxed more. Definitely, you know, I'm not saying anything like that. I'm saying we allowed him to get there. And so,
oh, I definitely think he should be taxed more. But I don't understand what you're talking about, allowing him and limiting him.
Like if we tax him more, then all he has to do is just open up a couple more foundations, and then that just goes against his taxes. So it's actually not taxing him more. You know what I mean? Because you can find ways to even out the taxing. And sure, those whatever he creates might be good companies or, you know, charities or whatever. You know, that's how you even that out. You're getting taxed more.
I don't care. I'm like Steve Buscemi in Armageddon. I'm strapping myself in and watching the world die.
My thing is like, well, I'm not... he's so rich that his divorce that's happening, his wife is going to move into one of the top five richest people in the world.
Uh-huh.
From the divorce.
Yeah, well, she deserves that, man. She was there for him.
And the people working for him are fucking shitting their pants. I'm like, no. That is what we should stop. We shouldn't hinder anybody's rise, but fuck, man. Don't let your boss make it okay in your mind to shit your pants.
That's all in place. It's just who's going to enforce it. There's laws. There's no reason for those people to be shitting themselves except for they're going to lose their job, right?
Yeah.
There are laws already in place
to
protect them against that.
That fear of losing their job is stronger than the law.
No, I know. All I'm saying is you can't do anything about it.
But we can.
Yeah, right. Like what?
We can set limits to CEO's percentage of what they make and how much should go back.
None of your business, man. It's a private business.
I know, but then we've already lost, you know?
We lost a long time ago, but I wouldn't consider myself a loser because I'm a okay enough writer to not have to work at Amazon.
But let me tell you what's going to happen. The pharmaceutical company...
No, the world's going to die. It's fine. Yeah. The world's going to die.
But you're going to die early because of it too, because everything that you're...
I think I'm going to be right there. Before it starts really going bad, old enough that I'll be okay dying.
But all these...
If this is going to happen in my 60s, then maybe I'd be like,
all
right.
That's what I'm saying. The cancer rise is happening because of all the chemicals that are building up in our body.
We're going to figure cancer out in no time, man.
They figured it out, but they're not going to make money if we figure it out. Then this industry is going to go away. They make so much money because you're sick.
All right. Wrong fucking show for that
you're right. You're right.
I need advice. Anyone out there who's a cook that has a living environment where there's no, what's the word? I used it earlier, ventilation. My place... I made hamburgers today at, I don't know, 1? It still smells like onions.
You don't have a vent in your kitchen at all?
I had a fan that broke down, you know, above an oven exhaust fan. So I'll open the windows and stuff, but...
You need that fan installed back and you need to tell your landlord.
Yeah, right.
And then if not, this is what we did at our place because we don't have one. I screwed some shit into the ceiling and just stuck a fan on there. And I just plug it in and turn it on.
What? What?
I made a vent fan by hanging a fan on the ceiling.
Was there already a vent there?
It was a vent without a fan on it.
Oh, so you just put a fan on it.
Yeah. I stuck a fan to the front of the vent.
So here's the thing. They know. I told them they were here for something else. I was like, hey, this fan doesn't work. And they were like, whoa, that thing still worked. So my optimism for getting that thing fixed is not sky high.
Well, I'll put a fan on there if you want. It'll help.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. This place was built in the 20s.
We burned. So was our place. Our place is probably the same.
It's probably so filled with garbage.
Yeah, it probably is.
I'll bet this place would go up. If there's ever a fire, I'm fucked.
Oh, the vents are clogged and
just cat hair everywhere and grease.
And I like when I look at old places like this, I'm like, you know, the wood underneath your floor is probably janky as fuck. This is going to just collapse so quickly. All of our places.
Well, then why do I care about Amazon workers? I got my floor to worry about.
Why not just put another, I don't know, layer on top? I fucking don't know.
So wait, so I can't solicit advice? That's the only solution?
Your solution is landlord and or another fan. The air's got to move out.
There's got to be a different way. There's got to be a way to cover it or something.
If you put an air purifier in your kitchen, it might help. But no, that shit's staying. It just stays in. Like I'd go to my grandma's house, you know, I'd leave smelling whatever she cooked, because you need the air out.
So wait, when you leave here, do you still smell like?
No, you didn't cook. It's not fresh, so the smell's there, but it's not in the air.
Okay, I'm really self-conscious about it.
I think if you just cooked.
At least it's a good smell, right? I mean, it's not. Well, I mean, I guess onions.
Yeah, it smells good. You should though. Next time you go somewhere, ask someone if your jacket smells like you just left grandma's or something.
I'm not gonna do that.
Well, I mean, you got.
Hey, man. Does my jacket smell like I just left grandma's? What are you doing, man? What's going on? Any news? I got nothing to talk about. I cut my toenails today. I don't know if you know this about me. I get nauseous when I have to like do anything with my toes or toenails specifically. So that was a big day for me. I had to do that.
Why don't you get a pedicure and just look away?
Oh, fuck. No. Oh, my God. That's like, holy shit. It's not the looking. It's all the feel. Ugh, I would probably throw up.
Well, maybe they can knock you out.
Why would I even want a pedicure?
I know. Well, because they probably do such a good job. I bet you yours all jagged edges cutting through your socks.
Why would you think that? I'm very hygienic. Well, they're fine.
You say if it grosses you out, maybe.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't gross me out. I'm fine with doing it. I get sick to my stomach. Like, I have it with eyes, or I used to have it more. Like the thought of like touching my eye.
Okay, wait. That's so different, because when I say sick to my stomach, I mean like it fucking grosses me out.
No, I'm talking literally. Like I will get nauseous. Like it's just like a very unsettling. You don't have that about anything? Like no weird like.
Well, no. I mean, like that's what I'm saying. Like when I smell seafood, like I could puke instantly. I have to I have to calm myself down. I get watery mouth.
But I understand what you're saying. That's different. It's like
roller coaster feeling.
I don't know how to explain it. It's like, fuck.
Basically, like not the way that my drool and gag, but equivalent to that your stomach does it, and that's it.
Yeah, I think so. And then if it were bad enough, I would probably throw up. You don't have any sort of like physical, like there's not a body part on you that is like sensitive. Jam my finger into your belly button?
If you touch my belly button, it
How does that make you
feel? Yeah, I can feel my belly button. Like Moose puts his finger in there and I'm like, dude, don't do that.
But does it make you feel like lightheaded or anything like that? Or is it just,
you know, it's so funny. It really makes me feel, if I were to describe it, I'd say it makes me feel like my tummy's about to throw up. Because it's okay. like even when I do it sometimes, not as much, but I'm like, this is, ugh.
Yeah, see, I've had this my whole life. Like when my mom would, when I was a kid and she would be cutting my toenails, I would fucking scream. I would be screaming the entire time. I hate it.
She didn't keep your toenails, did she?
No.
What? Why the fuck does anybody do that? Please tell me.
Who does that? Who?
It's a thing. People do it.
No, they don't. Who? Yeah.
Blaine Rethmeyer, his mother kept his toenails and fingernails from like his whole life. Clippings.
That's fucked up.
Somebody at work that I know does that, where they keep their daughter's clippings their whole life.
Why?
Like in baby jars.
That's disgusting.
I think so too. And I bet you if you open that up, you'd either get sick from the shit in there? Or I bet it would stink.
I don't think it would stink or anything. It's just, well, maybe it would.
The bacteria in an anaerobic environment after starting in an oxygen environment, just, it's a petri dish.
What about baby teeth? I kept my baby teeth.
Same thing, man. What'd you do with them? You could get sick from those.
No, you can't. What are you talking about? What is this science that you make up?
There's bacteria on the tooth still that will continue growing after you pull it.
That's not true.
Yeah, it is.
Maybe if you pull it and put it directly into like a fucking container, you wash them off. You don't just like. You're crazy.
Do. I kept one once and they didn't. There was blood on it still. They didn't wash it off.
That's weird.
Is it on me to wash it off? I thought they had to.
Who's they?
The dentist.
You had your baby teeth pulled?
No, not my baby teeth. I just remember having a tooth pulled. I'm like, can I keep it? And they're like, yeah, here. And they gave it to me. It's just bloody.
Well, yeah, wash it off. It's covered in blood.
But they should have washed it off.
Why? They're throwing it away. I've had teeth pulled. I didn't ask for them. They're like, oh, this weirdo wants his tooth.
It was a wisdom tooth. All right. Well, that's why I was like, man, this thing's going to make me sick.
Okay. Well, every day you come up with a new thing that just baffles me, man. I don't even know where you're coming from.
That was the fucking guy. I went to this old school dentist. I was riding this little tiny bike on set in between stages.
Oh, this is like recently.
Yeah.
I remember this.
My chain fucking stuck and I flew me over the front.
Oh, shit.
And I smacked my face on the ground going full speed.
Yeah.
And I my jaw hit and then my cheek hit and I really crunched like 8 teeth. Like bits broke.
What do you mean? You bit too hard? Like the ground made you bite too hard?
Like the way that my bottom jaw hit the top jaw.
Yeah, it you bit too hard.
Four teeth, like lost pieces. And then I closed my mouth again, and in between all my teeth were bits of those teeth.
Sure.
Fuck, man. So anyways, I had to have my wisdom tooth pulled, and when this guy was in, like looking in my mouth, this is an old school place. I called him up, I'm like, you guys take workers' comp? They're like, yeah. We'll accept it. I go in there. The guy sticks his finger in my mouth with no glove on. Mm. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? I was so grossed out, even though I didn't say anything.
Yeah.
Anyways, they pull the tooth. And then
we're cowards.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I wouldn't have said anything either. I actually might not have even thought about it. Like, oh, he's a dentist. I don't know. He probably washed his hands.
I just felt like he was getting off on it. And then later on, workers...
Ooh, he's like jerking off later, thinking about all the mouths
that he put his... raw mouth.
Yeah.
But later on, the fucking workers' comp is like, hey, where'd you get your tooth pulled? We don't work with them. And I called them up. I'm like, workers' comp said that they don't work with you. And she goes, oh, I never said that they did. I said we would accept it.
What does that mean?
Yeah, I don't know. And I'm like, that's not how it works. You either do it or you don't.
I don't know how it works, honestly. Is it like insurance where they just like file a form and then pay the...
Yeah, but it's only through dentists that are in compliance with them.
Right.
You can't just go anywhere.
Yeah.
There's a list.
So it's like insurance. That's the same
thing. Yeah. And they weren't on the list. And I was basically like, well, I'm not paying you.
To the dentist?
Yeah.
What'd they say?
They just sent me some bills.
You didn't pay them?
No.
Did they go to collections?
Probably.
Man, you got to figure that shit out.
This has been a decade.
Yeah, but don't you have a bunch of stuff in collections?
I don't know anymore.
Do you think all those people were just like, fuck it?
Definitely. I definitely had a couple credit cards that were in collections for so long that they went away.
Really?
You have to wait. You have to like not contact them for like a decade.
And then they just figure this guy disappeared or something?
Because so many people bought it.
Right.
We'll get something out of them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's the risk, right? When you buy debt, you never know if you're going to get it.
I feel bad, but I'm like, dude, this fucking $100 credit card that I got for getting a t-shirt. Well, I feel bad because they ended up like, you know, you're not supposed to contact people. They called fucking everybody.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think you've said that on this show.
Yeah.
The only thing that I've done that I've not paid for was an LA Times subscription. Like one of those little high schoolers came over and was like, hey, buy this so that like my team will get uniforms, right?
Yeah.
It's like, all right. And I was like, so I don't have to cancel this. This is for like 6 months. I don't have to do anything, right? And she's like, nope. I'm like, cool. 6 months goes by. It keeps coming. I don't pay any of those bills. And then eventually they contact me and they're like, hey, you didn't pay your bill. It's for like $7 or something
like that. Yeah, but there was basically a verbal contract.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I said on the phone. I was like, the girl told me I wouldn't have to cancel this, so I'm not going to pay that. And she was like, well, we'll send it to collections. And I went, you're going to send a $7 debt to collections? Be my guest. And then that was it. So I don't know if it dinged my credit, but no one ever contacted me for my $7.
It's still out there.
No, I'll get it. I'll get something from him. I'll get $4 out of the $7.
How does that work? So when you buy debt, you buy it for like 50% off, hoping to get more than 50% or something?
You buy it for pennies on the dollar.
Oh, really? You buy it for that cheap?
Yeah.
That makes sense. Let's get to the mailbag.
They call it a loss, you know.
Because we got a letter. Oh, also, what do you have the results of my jeans poll?
So the poll of
thanks everyone who voted on my jeans.
PTA dad or rad dad. We had 17 votes, 88% rad dad.
Nice, dude. I'm so rad.
So keep the pants.
Okay. I'll keep them. Oh, shit. We should have said if I didn't get the votes, I would like burn them or something.
No. Next time we do something like that, you should mail them to the first voter.
or the first voter who said they were cool.
And autograph them.
Yeah, I got these jeans from Real Life Sci-Fi.
You don't know it? Oh, okay.
Well, and it's sort of good once you get to know them.
That's on you for not telling your friends about us.
So we got this mail.
Oh, let's mailbag. Hey, if you got a mailbag jingle, send it to us. We're never gonna make an intro.
Mailbag. Dear Real Life Sci-Fi, this is a question or a request for the Real Life No Sci-Fi podcast. I need your counsel, your advice, your encouragement. I'm a 40-year-old man. I'm single with no kids. I'm at this point in life where I feel like I need some radical change, though I'm a little fearful of it. The past few years, I have been doing the same job, supporting adults with learning difficulties. It brings me great joy, but I have been putting their lives before mine. I feel my personal life has suffered. I want to do something new. Options feel limited in this day and age, though I feel tempted to go overseas and become a conversational English teacher, perhaps Asia. Anyway, my parents are getting older. I'm worried about leaving them with my overbearing, neurotic, needy sister. Also, I'm worried my brain doesn't work as well as it did these days. It's a big step I'm contemplating. What do you guys think? Should I slog it out here in Brexit Britain for my parents? Or should I up the stakes, pull my socks off, up and sod off somewhere to attempt to teach young and aspiring minds English? Much thanks in advance, Bernie Dre.
It got very British at the end.
Yeah, I didn't know. I actually didn't know he was that you were in Britain. Maybe I don't pay attention. I don't know.
Great Britain, please.
The Little Britain.
That's just a TV show. This is all right. Well, here's the thing. I'm so fucking with this question because I don't know what the fuck I'm doing either. I'm the same as this guy. I'm 40, no kids. The only thing is, I didn't stick around. I left my family.
Yeah.
And so now I'm like, shit, my parents are old. I have a niece and nephew. Should I fucking go home and like just bail on this and just do like a shitty 9-to-5? I feel like I'd be so happy if I did that, but then I probably wouldn't. I'd probably hate it.
Let me tell you the problem with your situation first. When you go home and do that, all of your other friends have kids, so you have no one to hang out with. You're going to have to find a new crew. And when you find a new crew, you find them at the bar usually, and like that's just not how you should find a new group of friends, I don't think.
Well, no, that's not true because Blue and Kim hang out all the time with all your friends.
Yeah, yeah, they but honestly, they are a rare group. You don't see sizes of friends that big out there.
So we're not talking about me. We're talking about people.
Yeah, well, about you specifically, though. Like, I mean, here's the thing. I regret not going to help out my dad, but I also was in denial and didn't think he was going to die.
Right. Let's talk about this guy, though, because he's talking about going to... So I have a friend from Loveland who did that.
I do, too.
And he loved it. He fucking loved it. And he came back with a wife, and then they got divorced. So I don't know if you have to watch out for... Like green card sort of seekers?
Because if they're a green card seeker overseas is not going to let you be in on it. Not to make
you... What does that mean?
Meaning, you know, a lot of times it's like, hey, I need my green card. Will you marry me? You know? I
think my friend thought he was in love and stuff, and then I think she just wanted to get a green card.
Well, in that token, I'm saying that like, oh, well... If I'm not saying everyone's bad like this, but if someone was a green card seeker, they'd pretend like they were in love. What's a year to them just to get over?
That's
here?
What I'm saying. Yeah, I'm cautioning him. But I would say go, because the thing is, if you do have a sister there that's with your parents, yeah, she's neurotic or needy or whatever, however he described her, but she's there, so. It wouldn't be like completely abandoning your parents. And then if something goes down, you can come back. I don't know the distance between Asia and London.
I don't either, but I agree. I'm like, listen, we'll even give you options. I think, yeah, go do the English thing because...
It's only like a year contract at first.
Yeah, yeah.
So why not?
And you make... It's so cheap out there that you actually come back with more money. But... the alternative is, and this is something for a lot of people. Like my niece, she's not really into anything, and she's about to finish high school.
Mm-hmm.
And sure, you know, moving on to college is an option, whatever. But it's like for anybody, if you're not into anything, I think you have to explore getting into something.
Yeah,
I don't know how or what, like.
Well, you go to college, right? I mean, I didn't know what I was into until I went to college.
Yeah, and college is just a social group, but there's so many things out there to replace that without you having to go to college, like, you know, meetup apps and...
I mean, yeah, you're right, but when you go to college, you get it all.
Yeah.
And you figure it out.
But if he's... Yeah.
Right, but that's not this guy.
Yeah.
I would say go. And if you regret it, you can come back. You can come back, and it's just a year. A year is nothing. It's already February.
If you
just
had
New Year's.
Like, don't... You have a chance to rebrand your life. Oh, I can go home and do the same things that I'm used to doing. Or you can force yourself, hey, I'm going to go out twice a week. I don't need to get wasted. I don't even need to drink. You just make sure you're going out, you know, into the city somehow.
Well, he's probably doing that. He's 40 and single. What makes you think he's just sitting at home?
That wasn't particularly for him. Oh. I'm just saying. I think a lot of people don't go out and do things.
That's a tall order.
He said he's not into anything. I know it is. But like, I went to a meetup to go just looking at UFOs.
Yeah, but you already into UFOs.
Yeah, but I mean, like, you might be into. Just think about it. You might be into some stuff. I'm into way too many things. I could do any...
I'm not into anything. I can't think of one thing I'm into.
Well, you're into games. You're into writing. There's writer meetups, you know?
Ugh, gross. I don't want to meet those people. No, but like, I think what you realize... And he's the same age as me, so it's not like I'm any wiser than him, but a year is nothing... Or 2 years is nothing. I would say do it. If it sucks, no harm, no foul, right? Like, it's not like you have to commit to it for fucking 10 years.
Your attitude should be like, it's a fucking vacation.
Yeah, it would be pretty liberating, I'm sure. And if you're worried about your brain, that's a good way to kind of wake it up. Like, put it in a scenario where you're not just like waking up at the same time every day and doing the same shit every day. Like... I feel like old people age faster because they get into routines and there's nothing there to stimulate your brain. You're just doing the same shit all the time.
Yeah, I agree with that.
So go. We say go. If you don't go, then fuck you.
Don't worry. You, dude, your sister, your parents, they'll be fine.
Yeah, I totally abandoned my family. They think I don't love them. I don't really care. What are you what's going on?
I'm just reading the second half of this again.
Oh. Well, I think we gave him his answer.
English. Yeah, I'm just like looking for more stuff to give, I guess, you know.
Well, it depends on what part of Asia. He doesn't say. Like Japan would be fun.
Where did your friend go?
I think he went to China actually.
Cuz my friend went to I think he went to Indonesia. Anyways,
it just depends if you're into that kind of, like, wherever you're going to go, just be into that culture. I would not want to go to China. I would go to Japan.
It's so weird that you don't need to know their language. That blows me away.
That's a little crazy. Is Jeff here?
No.
I felt like I heard a knock. Does he know to walk in?
Yeah, I texted him.
All right. Well, shit. This is just bad podcasting
yeah.
now.
So yeah, that's cool. I mean, but that's the thing is that like when I think of my, obviously, all I ever think about is not starting over, but if I could, I know not everyone's asking, but if I were to try to shove some advice down somebody's throat that's younger, I mean, it still applies to 40
totally
to me.
Here. He just walked in.
I didn't knock it.
Jeff! Is it a fucking robber?
He's knocking.
No, he opened it. I think someone's in here. Okay, so if you dial 9, then 1. Sorry, it's a Simpsons joke. All right, well, I'll go down and get him. Tell the people what we're going to be talking about on Monday.
Yeah, we're going to be talking about that. Is OJ innocent? This new documentary series out proposes some new ideas that I think are pretty interesting with our friend Jeff Davis. And that advice I was going to say is like, honestly, if you don't know what you're doing and you don't even need to be young. You can change your whole life at any time. I'm not saying you need to change your life, but like you gotta do things that you love. And if you don't know what you love, go find some things. It's not too hard. It sounds so fucking stupid from my end to say that because like, well, I love doing a lot of things. I buy toys.
Hey, man.
What? What's up, Willie?
Nothing. Have you heard of this show, Discovery of Witches?
Oh, yes. I know that it's adapted from Deborah Harkness's best-selling All Souls trilogy. And it's a modern-day love story set in a world where witches, vampires, and demons secretly live and work alongside humans hidden in plain sight.
Does this sound like a conspiracy theory that we've had on the show?
Witches we've not talked about. And what's with the spelling of demons here? Is that a different word? Is that not demons?
No, it's...
It's demons, it's just Old Englishy.
I think so.
Okay. D-A-E-M-O-N-S, demons. So don't get them confused with those regular old D-E-M-O-N-S demons.
This is starring Teresa Palmer from Hacksaw Ridge and Matthew Good from Downton Abbey and The Crown.
Discovery of Witches, Season 1. There's only 8 episodes, so it's easy to watch. It launched exclusively on Shudder and Sundance Now on January 17th of this year. Not last year. I don't know why we would be talking about it if it was last year.
Seasons 2...
Oh, fuck. You say it.
Damn it. Seasons 2 and 3... I'll edit that out. Seasons 2 and 3 have already been greenlit, so...
Wow, congratulations. Do people know greenlit? Is that just a... Everybody knows that now?
If so, probably just because the show Greenlight, that's it, right?
I don't like industry speak sort of like oozing its way into...
Me neither.
Oozing like The Blob, which is a horror movie. If you like horror movies, check out Shudder. Willie? What's Shudder?
Shudder is a premium streaming video service, super serving fans of all degrees with the best selection of horror and thrillers.
Shudder has the largest, fastest growing, human curated selection of thrilling and dangerous entertainment, not robot curated.
My problem is I can't watch most of these shows anymore. And even if I can, I don't want the baby to watch them.
Do you mean horrors?
Yeah, I can't watch horrors anymore.
Sundance Now, that's another thing if you're not into horror, like Willy.
Yeah, this is cool. It offers original and exclusive dramas, comedies, true crime series, and in addition to award-winning movies from every genre, including foreign language and documentary features. All streaming commercial free.
Where do you land on foreign language movies these days? I can't get off my phone, man. I can't just read a movie.
I get into it because there's just, you know, foreign language movies just always have such a different pace, and I feel like it comes from a different brain, so I'm pretty good at shutting my phone down.
Okay. Well, that was well said. You didn't talk it up. You didn't slam America. USA forever. You all know what Sundance is. It's got a legacy curated by acclaimed filmmakers and cultural icons. Sundance Now is proud to present an extensive array of entertainment for a passionate and intellectually curious audience. You don't have to be an intellectual. You just have to be curious about being an intellectual.
Yeah, it's like, you know, I love smart movies, but I can't write one. I know it should be that easy, but I just,
come on, you
know, you
can write one.
I just get lost in my head and it gets complicated.
Like, what's a good example of a smart movie? Although, if they don't have it on Sundance Now, we probably shouldn't say this.
I can't think right now.
All right, well, head over to
That's how dumb I am.
DiscoveryofWitchesTV.com and use promo code SCIFI, SCIFI, for a free 30-day trial of either Shudder or Sundance Now, but not both.
Take your pick. Are you into horrors and thrillers, or are you intellectually curious?
Back to the show.
Oh, nice. What is that? Did that just get dropped off?
Yeah, man. I forgot.
Who made it?
I made it.
You did?
Yeah. Oh, shit. It's a good... Okay, so... It looks pretty good, right?
It's fucking great.
So my wig for the... we talked about this last week. We're doing... This is the worst theme for our Macy's, our annual, or JCPenney's group photo...
Bachelor party photo. Yeah.
So it's clowns. I'm going as Krusty. It's Aaron Pierce, a friend of the podcast, helped me with my Krusty wig.
It's looks so great. Good.
Looks really good. I mean, it's all going to be horrifying.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Do you have makeup?
Yeah.
I'm not going to want to do my makeup.
But listen, she wanted to glue this. I have it. So basically, it's a bunch of foam. If everyone can picture Krusty the Clown, it's a bunch of...
Oh, that's foam.
This is all... So all the hair is foam glued to a bald cap, okay. Right? And she was like, yeah, we'll just like put the bald cap on your head and then glue it. And I'm like, yeah, but what if the fucking glue like fucks up my head? And she's like, okay, yeah, that's a good point. Get like a styrofoam head. I have the head. We should take a picture of this. Because if this was on my fucking head, like, look at it. It's destroyed.
Well, those styrofoam things, though, you know, they basically shrink in water.
Yeah, but through the... What do you mean they shrink it? Well, okay.
Well, the glue went through the bald cap, basically, and started eating away the styrofoam.
Yeah, imagine if that was my head. That's not a good scenario, even if styrofoam is not as resilient as a head. That would still be my head. All right. But anyway, wig looks good.
Yeah, it looks fucking great.
I don't know what to do about the back here. Cut it?
Yeah, well, leave it to cover up your head. Are you going to paint the bald wig, the bald cap?
Yeah, of course I am.
Okay. Just leave it.
Leave it? It's like all flimsy.
I know, but you could... Do you have any sticky stuff? What's that called?
No, I don't do that. Why wouldn't I just cut it?
Well, then you'll have to put makeup on your hair back there.
Because the back of your hair showing.
Because we're taking a photo.
Oh, okay. You're right. You're
entering a costume contest. I don't give a shit about what the back of my head looks like.
My problem is, I guess I'm going as Ronald McDonald because my other costume didn't come in time.
What was the other one?
Doink, the clown, the wrestler.
Well, how would you have done that? Because he's a little person, right?
No.
Oh, he's not?
Uh-uh.
What's the little person clown? Is
I don't
one?
Know. I don't know. I think there's a newer one, but I don't think he's a clown.
Oh, okay.
Anyways, yeah, there was a, he's, you know, he passed away, but there was this wrestler, Doink the Clown. Is either him or I have this Ronald, this spandex Ronald McDonald suit. I could, but I don't want to just be a shitty Ronald. I don't know what the take is. You know, I don't have a take. It's just Ronald, and but the spandex suit's funny, but you're not going to see the suit in the picture.
Well, I don't know if there's going to be another Ronald or not. Like, why do you need to put a spin on Ronald?
Because I already have the spandex outfit. Like, it, you know, like it changes it. I think it's not a legitimate Ronald to begin with. So,
just go as normal Ronald. There's nothing on your. There's no way to paint your face that will, like, build to the spin. Like, you keep thinking we're gonna be like walking down a runway or something. It's just for one photo.
Yeah, well, it's either, you know, Ronald, original Joker, or Doink the Clown. And fucking Doink never came, man. It makes me think my package got stolen from the front of the fucking building.
Did you get a refund?
No.
Well, get a refund.
Well, no, I'm saying I thought it would have been here by now.
Didn't you get a tracking number?
I don't know.
This is the worst podcast. Get a fucking tracking. If you didn't get your package, get a refund.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you already clued him in on what we're about to be talking about, so I don't know what else to say.
Yeah. Thanks for listening. You can tweet at us, RealLifeSciFi1.
Yeah. Email us, WadeandWillie at Gmail. I think we handled that guy's problem pretty good. If he doesn't follow our advice, then I don't know what to say.
If you don't go, like, just find some more shit at home to do.
And
I mean, not
us,
at home. I mean, like,
send us updates too. I want to know if you win or not.
Because it is hard. I don't know. I don't want to leave.
Leave what?
Like,
we here. Left Colorado. We did it.
I know. I don't want to leave again.
Well, we're living it, man.
Yeah, that's right.
This is our Asia. Okay, thanks for listening, everybody. If you have a closing for us, I'm just going to open and close the show with thanks for listening. We went into your locker and we smashed your glass. Oh, we have a closing for this. Hey, Willie.
What?
Let's talk about it.
Let's talk about everything. Life.